This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. Some farmers are having to replant in northeast Iowa. We'll have more from Beck's agronomist Lee Konigsfeld right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
It's never a pleasant thought, but it's important for farmers to understand when they might have to pull the trigger and replant some crops. Northeast Iowa Beck's agronomist Lee Konigsfeld said planting was mostly done in his area, but some farmers have had to get back in the field due to poor crop stands.
We had a little bit of replant the previous, I'll say, 10 days or so, maybe up to 14 days. We've been dealing with a little bit of replant issues here in northeast Iowa. Guys got done relatively early with the first pass. We're able to get pretty aggressive on the replant side of things. The earlier we realize that we've got a stand issue, the more aggressive we can be about making changes or pulling the trigger on a replant. The later it gets, the more likely we are to leave that stand and just kind of let it run its course, so to speak.
Konigsfeld said there is a lot of nuance that goes into deciding whether or not replanting is necessary.
It's a field by field scenario. So yeah, replant's never fun. I don't enjoy it. It's a very nuanced conversation, basically, because you have to take it almost field by field. When was it planted? What's the stand at? What date are we at right now? Is it corn? Is it beans? On the bean side, can we just spike them in? We've done some PFR studies that show that if we could just spike the soybeans in as opposed to ripping up and starting over, that's the best route to go. We try to save as much of that established stand as we can. And obviously corn, it's just so hard with corn for the most part. You're ripping up chunks of the field, if not the whole field, and just kind of starting over just due to the way that corn is very, very particular with its spacing.
For more information, visit BecksHybrids.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith, reporting.